This is the Kate Daly Show. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Really happy. And happy you're joining us. And also, I just want to say, DoneWithDebt.com, they're doing a tremendous job with you guys. I'm telling you, you'll love them. I'm not going to recommend somebody that's not great at what they do. And there's a lot of companies out there that can help with this, but Done With Debt is really amazing. They're very, very good. They know what they're doing. They're rock solid. And all you have to do is go to DoneWithDebt.com. You just fill out a couple of lines. Tell them I sent you, because there's a box for that. And let me just tell you, they're going to help you. And you might even be skeptical that they can actually help reduce your rates or what have you, but I promise you they'll help you, and they'll help you get on top of your credit card debt that you've probably been incurring since all this inflation, which I understand, because look at the situation we're in, right? So of course I've got Susan Reeve with me, and welcome back. Airlines. Let's talk about airlines for a moment before we end this hour.
Sure. This is great news, actually, announced today. There's new rules in place by the federal government. Airlines must issue automatic cash refunds to passengers whose flights have been canceled or significantly delayed. So it's a new rule, and passengers need to get their money back, will get their money back, when an airline owes them without headaches or haggling, allegedly. And it has to be within, I think it was 5 business days, back to the card that you used, or if you use points, they have up to 20 days to refund you. And travelers can be eligible for refunds if any changes to the number of flight connections. So if they say, well, yeah, we'll put you on a new flight, but there's 3 stopovers.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's unacceptable. And now they have to refund you, or you're downgrade to a lower class of service. Also, baggage, lost baggage, refunds are mandated if a customer's checked baggage is not delivered within 12 hours of their domestic flight's arrival, or 15 to 30 hours within international. You get a refund, and if you've paid for extra service like Wi-Fi but didn't get it. And the idea is you're not going to have to haggle with individual companies to demand this. Now there is one umbrella rule that they all have to follow. And I guess that is good news for travelers.
It is good news. I think it will end up hurting their bottom line, which is, I think, the end game, like one of the things that they want. But yeah, I mean, it should have been that way all along, right? But this will be kind of interesting. I feel like there's going to be more hits on airlines and more problems with airlines coming up in the next 6 months too. To get
yeah,
people
I think they
not
will.
Flying.
I think they will have maybe mm-hmm. raise their prices mm-hmm. to accommodate this,
yep.
because they can't just offer you vouchers anymore.
Yeah,
they have to, you know.
Interesting.
The refund is what's required. So you can take a voucher, but
yeah.
Anyway, so good news.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Unless you're talking end game, which maybe not, but yes, good news. In a way. So okay, DOJ, what's going on with the DOJ?
Okay, yesterday, the Justice Department announced a $138.7 million settlement. And you go, wow, the government is paying out all that money to who? More than 100 people who mm-hmm. accused the FBI of grossly mishandling allegations of sexual assaults. This is the Michigan State sexual scandal against the little girl gymnast. All these college-age gymnasts and others, there were 100 people who were part of this $138 million settlement. It was the team doctor, Larry Nassar, in 2015-2016. Actually, he was employed by Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people went to the FBI and complained, and they said, or it was the Olympic Committee who went and complained to the FBI. And the FBI took 5 weeks to even interview one girl. And they said, well, we have 2 more willing to come forward. And they never interviewed them. Then they waited 8 months. The FBI totally dropped the ball. And for a year, local police enforcement had no idea. So here's the total. Michigan State gave $500 million to more than 300 of these women and girls who were assaulted. U.S. Gymnastics and U.S. Olympics Committee settled for $380 million. The fund is almost now more than $1 billion that these girls will get paid, because the abuse continued in the time period that the FBI did nothing.
Wow.
Interesting stuff. Holy cow.
Turned a blind eye, just like the laptop. Blind eye. We don't see anything. We're not doing our job. But, you know.
Amazing.
Other people they're very interested in. You stand in front of an abortion clinic and protest and pray. Boy, are they interested in you.
So true. Wow. It just goes to show, I mean, it's like drop the ball or intentionally did nothing.
Willful blindness.
Wanting to definitely put it aside. We've seen it. We've seen it with the elite. We've seen it with their picking and choosing. I mean, the FBI at this point is so corrupt that I'm not quite sure if anyone could ever prove the case that they aren't anymore. All I see is a corrupt body and of individuals that actually shouldn't be. Our Constitution never allowed for a federal police force. It was supposed to be done by the states. So it's absolutely ridiculous that we actually have an FBI. Truly, because anything could be handled by state property, by state.
Absolutely. And should they show up on your doorstep, you know to ask for an attorney and call the sheriff.
Yeah, absolutely. And hope you have a good constitutional sheriff that knows their power over the federal police department. That's the hard part, is getting those sheriffs. Chris Ann talks to him, on a weekly basis, and goes and presents to them to show them what their power is. But it's really hard to get a constitutional sheriff. It's insane. Here we are. But I also wanted to tell people, too, there was a headline today, Red States Fight Growing Effort to Give Basic Income Cash to Residents. Are they fighting? I just want to ask that question, because we don't seem to fight a lot. Now the border wall funds are going to environmental planning and cleanup. Right. It's amazing to me that we don't do much when we have the power in the House like we do right now. But the red states are fighting effort to give basic income cash to residents. Keep that in mind, that they're probably doing a fake fight, because I feel like that's kind of what we're known for now, is this fake fighting. But they definitely, South Dakota is among one of the six states where the GOPs have looked into banning basic income programs. Let's hope all the states follow. Let's hope all the states do it, actually do it. You think they will, Susan?
Well, we have to hold them accountable. And right now, they've requested we call our representatives, send them emails, anything to complain about their lack of oversight on what they're doing to Trump and to just mishandling our government.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's gone from mishandling to intentional now. And I think that we as a people, as a body of people, need to see that and need to wake up to that. I thank you so much, Susan. A great light on the UN Commission of the States of the State of Women at the UN. Wow. They're so evil. It never ceases to amaze me. Thank you, Susan Reeve. And on with Melissa in the next hour. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Melissa Reeve coming up next.